You're listening to
Nicky Brown.
You're listening to
Metro Radio.
You're listening to
Nicky Brown. Metro Radio. Nicky Brown.
Look out. Nicky Brown's in town. In town. Nicky Brown's in town.
Yeah, good evening. Radio's most laid-back show's here till 10.
Good bandstand, as they say, because that's the only word I can think of in the next 10 millionth of a second to talk about local bands. But good bandstand on Channel 4 for Northeast Bands and other bands that haven't got signed yet. Famous 15 minutes. We've got Northeast Band on the show in about 10 minutes, who are going to be on this Friday and well worth looking out for. So far from the Northeast has been Bob Smeaton. And another Northeast Band has made this program famous for 15 minutes. They're called Somebody Famous. We've got Tim on the phone now. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Nicky.
Hello, welcome to the show. So listen, how did you manage to get a Channel 4 gig to start off with? That's pretty incredible.
Well, what I did is I had to write a 200-word essay on what I would do with a short film, send a 3-track demo tape, and then they saw a gig.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, after biting my nails down to the bone, they told me I'd got one of the shows.
You got one of the shows. Now, listen, can you give us a sneak preview? Obviously, everybody's going to see it on Friday, and I know you're going to come in tomorrow, so don't elaborate too much. But what is actually going to be? I mean, Bob Smeaton had the one where he was, you know, it was the poor Geordie guy, and he was, you know, to making a band and everything. What's yours going to revolve around?
Well, it's a different kind of concept. Completely.
Hey, using big word concepts, man.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. forget Genesis. Yeah. Well, the thing is that I hope it's also quite amusing. It's more light-hearted than Bob's film.
So it's your script, is it? It's your ideas. They're just filming it.
Yeah. What we did was we sat around the table and talked it all out. You know what we were going to do.
Great.
So there's one thing. There's lots of. Good-looking women in it, so that's one good thing.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Jolly good. Now, so it's going to be 3 songs, yeah, as per norm, yeah?
That's right.
Right, now, listen, Somebody Famous. Tell us all about yourselves, because, I mean, you know, we're a bit ignorant here. We don't know much about you. So, come on, fire away. Is it just you, really, or do you get other people to help you?
Yeah, really, it's a solo act, and it's got, you know, I've got friends to sort of back me up.
Uh-huh. So,
session musicians.
On Friday, are we going to see your friends in it, or is it just going to be you, apart from these lovely women?
No, it's going to be me and a whole load of ladies.
All these lovely women.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. And whereabouts do you live at the moment?
Just outside Durham City.
In Durham City. Great. All right, listen, will you come in tomorrow then?
Yeah, definitely.
Great, okay, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday anyway. Brilliant. All right, come in tomorrow about 9 o'clock, okay?
Right, brilliant.
We'll play a track by you. 1990.
You rule my love.
somebody famous. See him on Channel 4 on Friday afternoon, famous for 15 minutes, around about 6:15. And also, he was actually in number one magazine the other day. He's an up-and-coming star here. All your favourite pop stars here 6 nights a week. Got Whitesnake coming up in a minute. Don't forget all the Trevi Awards. Keep them coming in. Take part in the Trevi Awards. All you have to do is write in and nominate your best weatherman. Of course, it has to be Clever Trevor. Best TV show. Well, in brackets, because the main one's best male singer, best female singer, best group, and best song. That's from Louise Barnett, Brookside, Rick Astley, Clever Trevor, Whitney Houston, The House Martins, and The House Martins' Build is her favourite song. Dear Nikki, I was at Gateshead Stadium with a St John Ambulance for the charity match, and I tried to get your autograph twice and couldn't, so please could you send me your autograph? Okay, send it. Put it on the heap over there. Also, dear Nikki, whilst I was listening to your show on Monday night, I heard you wanted a plaster for your bruises. So please find one enclosed. I was at the stadium too, and I thought you were just like Pele. We've got Tim here from Somebody Famous. Good evening.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Now, yes, we were looking at your bio yesterday, because we've had you on the show before.
Yes.
And we thought, yes, he looks a bit bald for a young pop star. So are you going to tell us very quickly how come you've got the Sal Solo look, or is this just...
Well, what happened was when I was 14, I was attacked by a lot of skinheads, and fortunately it saved me because they couldn't grab onto me here because it all came out.
It all came out,
And that was it. 14 years old it all started.
Brilliant. Yeah. Anyway,
of course,
listen,
the Christians copied me.
Gary of the Christians copied you, and that was dead unfortunate. But then when they see on the box tomorrow, you see, they're going to say that was the man.
That's it. Well, hopefully, and not the Christians.
Anyway, listen, tell us what time you're going to be on Channel 4 tomorrow, and what's the program?
15, famous for 15 minutes.
Brilliant. Now, what we want to know is, you told us how you got on this program and everything, but we want you to elaborate a bit on what you're going to be doing. You said you're going to be with all these lovely girls.
That's right.
That's the best bit of the video.
Well, one of them supposedly has just got the new Paul McCartney video.
Really?
A girl called Jane.
On the strength on being in your one, perhaps?
I think so.
Yeah. Excellent. Very good. Now, we're all going to see it tomorrow. Obviously, you've seen it already.
Uh-huh.
So, are you pleased with it?
I saw it at a 45-degree angle.
Tell us more. How come you saw it?
Well, the screen was at a 45-degree angle.
You weren't half cut or anything?
No. Well, I was, but apart from that. And also in a very well-lit room.
Yeah.
So, I saw half of it, kind of thing, you know.
Brilliant.
But I really like it. I mean, you know.
Now, after being a TV megastar after tomorrow, of course, what's going to happen? Record deals, all that kind of thing, hopefully?
Well, hopefully, that's entirely what I'm going for. You know, it's the best, that avenue. I've now gone down that avenue where I've got the exposure, so I can't use that as a scapegoat anymore for not being successful. So, hopefully.
That's what you're going to go for. Now, what about live PAs up here, apart from, to the
well,
on the telly? Hopefully, you're going to
hopefully in the new
here.
Year, there'll be gigs. But the thing is, I would want to do it properly with the people that I would want to do it with, which means I'd have to pay them.
Which means that... A bit tricky,
I want to get the backing to involve the same musicians. The keyboard player's just got the Billy Ocean tour for next year.
My goodness gracious.
So
that's a bit unlike you, though, isn't it?
It is, yes. He's not bald, is he? No,
no, he's not bald.
No.
So listen, tell us, but is it just going to be you in this video tomorrow?
Yeah.
Last night you said apart from the girls. So there's no other backing band at all?
Nope.
It's just you.
Me and the City Hall organ.
And the City Hall organ.
Yeah,
now tell us, because it was all done at the City Hall and in an office, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, well, in a sort of photographic studio.
So how did you get all the crowds along? Is it going to be crowds or is it just empty?
There's going to be no crowds. It's going to be crowds of seats. Nobody's sitting. You see, there's the idea behind it is to use the big space of the City Hall, and that's sort of the song, the first song, Glory, is all about.
And that's what it starts off with tomorrow. You're going to see Glory.
Yeah.
So go through the tracks we're going to see on the old TV tomorrow.
The first one is Glory, the second one is In Harmony, and the third one is Beautiful Rose.
Alright, so you're going to be on Channel 4 tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Record companies hopefully in the new year. Now, the material you've done, is that the kind of stuff that you're actually sending around to record companies, or have you got some real hot new material?
Yeah, oh, there's some real hot new
there's
material.
There's some brand new stuff as well.
There's basically the same kind of direction, you know,
right.
but But there's a lot of new stuff as well.
And what do record company, what have they said in the past? I mean, let's be really honest.
What they say is, please send us a tape and we'll watch the film.
Yeah.
And we'll give you an answer after watching the film. But there is interest.
Good. Because up until Channel 4, I suppose they're saying thank you, but no, boring A&R.
As they always do.
And now they see you, they go and say, hey.
I've seen the bins with the empty tapes in, you know.
I know, it's disgusting, isn't it?
I'm sure they use them. They only use TDK tapes because they can wipe them, you know, and then use them again.
Yeah, very good. Right, we're going to play a track from you which starts off instantly. Boom, boom. Is that going to be on the telly as well tomorrow?
It is, yes.
What's it called?
Glory.
All right.
No, Beautiful Rose.
We're tricking in here. Anyway, have a good time on the telly tomorrow. Are your friends going to be watching?
Yes, I hope so.
Have a good time tomorrow. Anyway, right. Let's celebrate. Everybody. Good night. The band is Somebody Famous, and the main man is Tim, and he's on Channel 4 tomorrow. Famous for 15 minutes is the show, so you better watch that, because we think he's going to do really well. The thing is, it's so annoying, and as you know, it's like my number one gripe, doing all the local bands, all that kind of stuff here and on TX45. We just get so annoyed, because none of these boring A&R people take a damn bit of notice of the bands up here, and they're so good. And we've got the Whiskey Priest coming in a minute, by the way, as well, who are just great as well. So original! So they're in a minute. But listen, I mean, just send those tapes down. Forget about... I mean, you just got to be pushy. Because this is what these boring A&R people, you know, these airhead A&R people, they're saying, listen, just get them to send the tapes down. So keep sending them down, and eventually you'll get it. But if you do want any help, if you're in a Northeast band, then just let us know, because we will try our hardest here. Anyway, watch that tomorrow. Good exposure for another Northeast band. Somebody Famous on Channel 4 tomorrow.